Hello, Pisces friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Pisces March 2024 astrology horoscope forecast. Yes, I'm back on camera. Great to, I guess, be seen by you. It's been a while. I'm very excited to talk about the energetics for March. We've got a lot to discuss, as usual, and we're going to take it piece by piece and layer by layer. This is for you if Pisces is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other Pisces placement you're listening for. What we're going to talk about here is part of your astrological picture. And if you're a very late degree Pisces friend, so birthdays around March 15th through the rest of the sign, I suggest you, or 23 degrees through the rest of the sign, I suggest you additionally listen to my Aries report because your very late degree friends will benefit from both readings. So I'm calling the theme of this month for Pisces, Celestial Insights, See What March 2024 Has in Store. We also have your new moon in your sign, okay? And plus a lot of other things to talk about, oh, like an eclipse or two that are going to be influencing at this time. We also have a different profile for part of the month compared to the other month as it relates to the retrograde energies. So we're going to talk about these layers to help you make the most of the starry possibilities so that you can live your best life. That is my intention, is to help you align with the natural rhythms of the universe. Okay, so let's take a piece by piece here. All right, periodically I'm going to flash the chart up on the screen. I'm not going to be working on it actively, but I want you to be able to have the visual if you are inclined to follow along. And if you're in the podcast version, welcome to everybody. I will also put the picture as the thumbnail there so you can take a peek at it even if you're in the podcast version. Okay, so what do we have going on this month? First nice layer is we have more than double the sweet aspects compared to the salty ones. Salty aspects are what I've coined as the times when the planets are not getting along in their mathematical configuration, but we don't have a lot of that this month at all, which is really great because we do have one very intense aspect and, of course, an eclipse this month. We also have an eclipse next month that we'll be influencing now. We'll talk more about the April eclipse in the April report, but just to let you know that we are having the influence of both eclipses because we do feel those energetic 6 to 8 weeks before those things occur. All right, so the next thing is that's very important to know is that we're closing out our 2024's first period of open stars free from personal planet retrogrades. Now, if you did not watch my video about all planets going direct from January 27th through May 2nd, you can find that. It's called Cosmic Green Lights, and you can understand those energetics better. But we have a mini period of time in between that time of January 21st through March 20th when we're free from personal planet retrogrades and their shadow periods. So as of March 20th, we start diving into the Mercury retrograde shadow period, and that will change the energy. So the last third of the month will be different than the first 3 weeks. The first 3 weeks are saying, go, 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 go. Take all your big actions, have all of your clarity, you know, do all of your big things, and do all your scheduled things and your planning and all of that. And then as we get to March 20th and beyond, it's a time to sit in your web and enjoy what you've created. Okay, so the first 3 weeks is a very active time of creation, making your webs all over the place, setting your boats out to sea. Things will go far and wide, like really far and wide, epically far and wide. And then we'll start to tune things back into inward and backward, where we sit on the shore, or we sit in the web, and on the shore we watch to see what the tides bring up, and in the web we watch to see what food comes to us. Okay, so that's going to be a strong energetic change, around March 20th. And the more you align your actions with those energetics, the easier and smoother things will be. If you have to schedule appointments, schedule gatherings, do important things, the more you can do it in the first 3 weeks if it's in your flow, the easier it will be for you and the happier you will be. Okay, so we are in eclipse season. Eclipse transformations are happening now. All right, so we're in March now, but 4 to 6, sometimes even 8 weeks before the first eclipse, which is on March 25th, we have eclipse season. Okay, so as of the end of January, this is happening. Okay, and then the closer we get to March 25th, March and April are the heat of the eclipse season. Just kind of imagine a pot being put on a burner, you know, on a little low bubble. Okay, so from spring of 2023, spring of 2023 for us in the Northern Hemisphere, fall of 2023 for you all, Dananda. We started this Aries Libra eclipse cycle, and that goes through the first part of 2025. Okay, so changes in Aries, me, my stuff, my physical body versus we, Libra. A lot of things going on with relationships and shifting around of energetics in these couple of years. So now we're getting into that again. And we do have the solar eclipse in Aries on April 8th at 19 degrees. And then we've got that lunar full moon eclipse in Libra at 5 degrees on March 25th. Both of those will be influencing this month, okay? I'll talk about some more resources to help you understand these better, but I'm going to go into some layers now. So basically, with this analogy of the pot being boiled, all this 2 years, things could rumble a little bit, okay? We can have manifestations from this eclipse at any time, and they are karmic. These are destined things. These are things that usually are non-negotiable. All we can change is the quality of experience we have during these times. But then as the eclipses get closer, every 6 months we have the actual eclipses, then the water, the heat gets higher and the bubbles, you know, get more fierce and they bubble over and steam is all over the place. And that's like the more active part of the eclipse season. So in January, it starts bubbling more, more, more. In March and April, it's bubbling all over the place. And then after that, you know, May and then into early June, it just kind of settles down again into the low rumble of potential. So that's going to be how we see this. And so this can have, you know, these eclipses can have dramatic endings, major new beginnings, and tests to the stability or the things that you have in place. The first eclipse that we're going to experience, and I'll talk more about the April eclipse in the April report, but this Libra eclipse that we're having is going to be focused on relationships. So it's in the sign of Libra. Changes to relationships, new relationships, endings, different chapters ending. Now, specifically for Pisces, this eclipse is happening in your eighth house, okay? Your eighth house is another relationship house, but this is the house of resources with relationships. So things you own with other people, you know, loans, inheritances, spousal money, family money, businesses, collaborations, things like that, where you have shared ownership or other people's money or things are coming to you or affecting you. So you're going to have activation in both of those arenas. Now, if you want to learn more about what can manifest besides these general things I've given you, go to Annie Botticelli, go to my YouTube homepage, go to the Eclipse playlist, and watch eclipses in Libra, and watch eclipses in Scorpio or eighth house, because those are the things that that Pisces will want to know. Now, if you want to get a leg up on the energetics from the next eclipse, like I said, it will be factoring in, you can look at eclipses in Aries, because that's going to be the next one. And specifically for Pisces, that will be affecting you in the second house. We'll talk about that a little bit more next month, but just to give you a heads up now so you can do the research with the resources I've already made to understand, because this is a really big deal. To better understand the eclipse cycles and how they may manifest for you and the types of storylines that can come up and an ongoing evolution of your storylines within these, is to look back to the times in the past when these eclipses happened before. So I told you we're doing 2023, early 2023 to mid-2025. Prior to that, 2014 to 2016, we had the same eclipse cycle. Prior to that, 2004 to 2006. Prior to that, 1995 to 1997, if you were around then. And so it doesn't mean that all the things that happened in those times will happen again, because remember, there are different planetary occurrences happening at each of those junctures that could have been influencing things that happened at those times as well. But the storylines, just pay attention to the storylines, you know, of the me, we, you know, and the other levels specific to the sign of the houses, you know, those storylines of where those patterns of storyline happened in those timeframes to give you a better understanding of what's in process now. Okay, so what else do we have going on this month? I mean, that is like overshadowing the month for sure, but we do have other things to talk about. We've got a very strong set of Aquarian energies still here in March, which is unusual. And that's going to definitely be bringing the energetics of community and projects and internet-based projects and humanitarian projects and connecting with other people socially, social media, friends, groups, teams, seeing yourself as part of a tribe or, you know, working with other people. All of those energetics are Aquarian. And so it may offer a lot of social opportunities and networking opportunities. So we have that still going strong. Now, the strongest force from the perspective of the personal planets this month is going to be in Pisces. And this is all about you. So we also still have long-standing planets, Saturn and Neptune, in Pisces. You can see that in the chart, that conglomeration in the down left side. Those are all the Pisces planets. First one there is Saturn, the cross with the squiggle. Long term, will be there till 2026. The sun will breeze through, you know, in a month. Mercury is going to blast through very quickly. Hygieia will be there for a while. Neptune will be there for a very long time. Again, it's been there for a very long time. It's toward the end of that transit. We'll talk about that in some other report because we are getting closer to the time where Neptune is actually going to be out of your sign, and it's been there for a very long time. But all of those things are influencing in Pisces. What does that mean? It affects your particular Pisces planet. So that's a lot of intensity. Plus, we've got the new moon. Okay, so March 10th, we've got new moon at 20 degrees of Pisces. New beginnings, you know, seed planting for the next 13 moons, seed planting for the next 27 to 28 days. All of those things, especially centered around Pisces, which rules creativity, connection to the divine, private personal pursuits, quiet space, psychology, magic, metaphysics, you know, just everything that transcends this dimension and goes into the ethereal realms. So we've got a lot of opportunities for new moon wishes there. And the closer you are to 20 degrees, the more you're going to have, you know, manifestations from this moon. So that's basically going to be, let's see, birthdays around March 10th. We'll say March 5th through March 15th, the closer to March 10th. The more you'll get that direct kiss from that new moon, but all Pisces has opportunities with this placement. And it's rare that you have a moon in your sign, so, you know, it is a big deal. Now, some energetics that can come from all of this Pisces energy is high emotion, adaptability. That's something that people don't often talk about with Pisces because I don't know why, for whatever reason, it's not the first thing on people's mind, but it is true because Pisces is a mutable sign. Mutable energies are very flexible and they tend to mold around the needs and the stories of other people. Now, add to that, you're also the water sign that's mutable because we have, you know, each of the elements has a mutable sign. And so that's extra kind of flowy around things. So, you know, this kindness and empathy and compassion and spirituality, all of these are factored in at this time, and you've got lots of potentials around that. Now, some challenges that can come up with strong Pisces energy include indecisiveness. You're like, who, me, right? Escapism, procrastination. And in general, this month is not a month to procrastinate, but there are going to be a lot of forces that are making you be in the emotional space, but we have a lot of things, the eclipses, the planets going direct, all of this that really make it a great time to make decisions if you have the clarity to do that. And if you don't and you have to wait, then that's fine. But what I really love about this energetic now is the energy of inspired action. Pisces rules this divine inspiration, you know, this ethereal messaging that comes to us through our intuition and through synchronicity. And the action that we take based on our intuition is something that's a really nice combination of the elements and the energetics at this time. So we have a few more layers to talk about here with the movement of the personal planets. And the first is birthdays. So happy birthday to all of my Pisces friends. If you're listening to this early, you could be February born and having your birthday. If you're listening to this in March, my March born, everybody's going to have their birthdays in the time frame of my posting this. So happy birthday. Make sure you write your wishes down, say them out loud, and feel them as if they've come true. And if you're watching for a placement other than the sun, then do know that when the sun crosses your Pisces placement, you also have a burst of energy for intentions. You know, the energy of the sun rules intention just the same way as it rules wishes and desires. So you can activate this time that the universe is more receptive to your desires. Since the sun in the sky represents the desire, you know, our desires, when the sun comes and blesses a certain placement in your chart, it enhances the energetics of desire and wishes. So that's really exciting. Now, in the weeks before your birthday, do know that you do get your 12th house lit up. 12th house is the house of Pisces. So sometimes fears and anxieties and agitation can come up in the weeks before your birthday. Some people try to self-medicate to get this to go away because they start feeling weird and they don't know why. So hopefully I can save you from doing that by telling you that this is purposeful. The universe is showing you the things that you don't want so that you can wish in the things that you do want or intend in the things that you do want. And the more consciously you go through this process rather than escaping it, the more you confront your inner demons and your, you know, inner he who shall not be named, as he says in Harry Potter, right? Then this is, you know, where you can have the breakthroughs. So the same energy that rules the escapism also rules the spiritual breakthroughs, all right? So all of that is ripe and ready for you at this time. Now, as the sun crosses over your placement, it moves into the first house and it joins, as you can see on the chart, you know, this conglomeration of Pisces in the first house. So we've got a lot of energy that is really focused around the first house for Pisces at this time. Long-term energy, short-term energy, and this has to do with Aries. Okay, this is the house of Aries. This is your physical energy. This is your physical connection with the universe, your movement of your body, your health, your wellness, your physical vehicle that houses God stuff. So we are all sacred temples that house God essence. And getting more in tune with that truth is an opportunity of this time, having so much energy short and long term in here. This is also a great time for revamping your look, you know, especially before you get to March 20th, buying a new wardrobe, getting new haircut, doing things to your, you know, enhance your physical beauty, new products, you know, new treatments, all of those things that support your skin and your just everything in your physical body. And of course, your diet and your wellness, everything is in there. So you've got a brilliant opportunity to redo your look, and you can also be even more magnetic to people. This is a fantastic time to take photos. If you have to take work or fun photos, then as the planets move through the first house, this can be a really exceptionally good time for that. Now, the next piece is that these Aquarius placements, Venus and Mars, are still accentuating your 12th house. So while you have all of this move from the psychological space into the physical space, there are some lingering pieces here. So this can lend itself to doing some things behind the scenes, so keeping some things private and then bursting forward with some other things. This can have to do with balancing out all this forward movement with quiet personal pursuits and rest and just, you know, meditation and sacred spiritual connection. And this can also have to do with really assertively seeking out your fears and working with them. So you've got multiple layers of that going on, as I had mentioned before. Okay, so I do have to alert you also to sort of a nasty aspect in the days around March 9th. When I tell you these things, I don't want you to get scared. I want you to just be aware. Because, you know, if you know that there's a dog that tends to be violent that gets loose on a certain block, maybe you would avoid that block, right? And then that could help you to stay safe, right? You wouldn't walk your dog there if you know that may be happening. And that's the purpose for me informing you about any of these things that get to be dicey. I am a Sagittarius with a ton of Sagittarius, and I am very optimistic, and I always look to see how we can make lemonade, even out of the challenges. But if something is nasty, I will also let you know, and this aspect is that way. Mars in Aquarius square, Uranus in Taurus, clashes with surprises and physicality, obsessiveness, anything having to do with sporadic or erratic things happening. Just really guard your physical body. And if you do reckless things like texting or being on your phone while driving, maybe now's the time to make a pledge to not do that because, you know, it's just, there's more, let's see, tension and confusion and erraticness and chaos in the days around this transit. Now, it's not just this time. I would say it's in very strong force from March 4th through March 14th, and it could even be beyond those time frames. But when you have an aspect with Mars, you've got at least 5 days on either side where there's more chaos around this. But good thing about squares is that it can help crack us into new layers of expression, a new matrix of reality, and sometimes we need the kick in the pants to do something. So again, back to the procrastination versus action. This aspect could spur you to action. It could be the heat that boils your water and makes you do something, and maybe you really need to do something and the stars are really right for doing things. So some of this can be around relationships, you know, because of the eclipse is happening, but it may be completely unrelated to that. Now, something else that I want to mention as a nice fair balance here has to do with three great Venus aspects on the 1st, the 24th, and the 28th. So in the days around those days, we've got kisses from the goddess Venus, who rules relationships and money and finance and beauty and aesthetics and, you know, just comfort and nurturing. So we've got nice little boosts throughout the month. And we do have a lot, as I told you in the beginning, we have more than double the nice aspects compared to the salty ones. We really don't have a lot of nasty aspects this month, or a lot of even annoying, awkward ones, which is kind of surprising. But we do have the intensity and the boom of the eclipse, you know, but these are all layers that are affecting. So if you're a person that enjoys having the dates and the types of the aspects that are happening and how they may manifest in a written format, and you love astrology education, you will love to join my free VIP community. You can go to anniehelpsyou.com, put your name and email address in there. You can have access to the archives, and every newsletter I send, there are access to archives. So when I send things out early, you can always check out and see what I've already sent that's relevant to that time frame. And I send out a lot of things involving astrology education and how to help you align with the natural rhythms of the universe. So you can see more dates and more about those sweet Venus aspects when you sign up there. Also at that site, you can see more free offerings I have. If you love astrology and you want to learn, that is my favorite thing to do, is to teach astrology. It's my main focus. You can see my astrology certification course at anniehelpsyou.com. You can also see it at beastropro.com, beastropro.com. If you think I put a lot into my free offerings, you should see what I put into that course. I've been building it for almost a decade, and it just keeps getting bigger and greater, and yet I have not changed the price one time. So it's very affordable, and it can really help you to do what you need to do with astrology. And if you want to earn money as an astrologer, that's my definite area of specialty, so I can help you do that. So you can check out, if you subscribe to my YouTube channel, make sure you click the bell. I've been told that even subscribers are not getting notifications in their feed when I'm posting, and I have actually been posting more videos lately. I've been a little bit dormant for a while due to personal things going on, but you don't want to miss anything from me. I've been posting about different very important things happening, targeted videos. So if you want to subscribe, fantastic. Make sure you click the bell. And you can also subscribe to whatever podcast venue you're listening on if you're listening that way. I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month. Bye.